Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Today is going to be a life-changing, destiny-shaping, destiny-making experience for every person who listened to this call. Our subject on today's Rich Thoughts for Breakfast is finding the pressure release valve. Someone said, pressure can burst a pipe, or pressure can make a diamond. So here's the question. Are you feeling pressure in your everyday life, on the job, in your finances, at home, or in your role as a spouse, a parent? Does it seem that sometimes the pressure is almost overbearing? Peter Marshall, a former chaplain of the United States Senate, once said, when we long for life without difficulties, remind us that oaks grow strong in contrary winds and diamonds are made under pressure. Perhaps we need to catch a visual of ourselves becoming like the Hope Diamond, the most famous of all precious stones. There seems to be four main causes of pressure, whether externally or internally generated. First, we get overloaded more than the hours of the day will allow us to complete.
Second, we allow our emotions to create worry, anxiety, and frustration, which drains us emotionally and physically as well.
Third, we always kind of play the worst case scenario. Imagining the worst things could possibly happen if something is not completed or doesn't happen.
Fourth, the enemy wants to change your spiritual and mental environment to break your focus off what's important to your heavenly calling. Pressure can cause anybody to either fight or take flight from their current circumstances. In 1 Peter 4, verse 12 in the Classic Amplified, it says, beloved, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fiery ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, unusual, and alien to you and your position were befalling you. You know, no matter whether the pressure you feel is real, imagined, constant, or temporary, God provides, always provides you with a strength of resistance and the power to endure whatever comes your way. In 1 Corinthians 10:13, love this scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:13 in the Classic Amplified says, for no temptation or trial regarded as enticing to sin, no matter how it comes or where it leads, has overtaken you and laid hold on you that is not common to man. That is, no temptation or trial has come to you that is beyond human resistance, and that it is not adjusted and adapted and belonging to human experience, and such as man can bear. But God, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But God
is faithful to his word and to his compassionate nature. And he can be trusted not to let you be tempted and tried and assuaged beyond your ability and strength of resistance and power to endure. But with the temptation, he will always also provide the way out, the means of escape to a landing place, and you that you may be capable and strong and powerful to bear up under it patiently. Wow, that is a scripture definitely worth studying. When we believe in God's word, trust in his promises, and rely on his direction, it's like hitting a pressure release valve in our mortal minds. And as it says in John 14, verse 1, again in the Classic Amplified, do not let your hearts be troubled, distressed, agitated. You believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely on God. Believe in and adhere to and trust in and rely also on me. The words of Jesus.
So, honey, What's the best way to deal with pressure and stress? Here are seven ways to deal wherever and whatever pressure comes your way. Number one, confidently connect with the one who empowers you through each adversity. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, 3, 5 and 6 says, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make your path straight and plain your paths." When we know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, there'll be no hesitation or equivocation about what we should or shouldn't do, how we handle this or that on any given day. In the final analysis, our path to the good life will be straight and made plain. Psalm 34:4. "I sought, inquired of the Lord, and required Him of necessity and on the authority of His word, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears." We must recognize that we can't handle the pressures of life by ourselves, but God. But God can, will, and desires us to desires to deliver us from all our fears and pressure. John 15:4 in the easy to read version says, "Stay joined to me, and I'll stay joined to you. No branch can produce fruit alone. It must be connected to the vine." It's the same with you. You cannot produce fruit alone. You must stay joined to me. Our best way to stay joined, connected to the vine, is with a personalized confession of the word, dealing whatever we may be facing at any given time.
Number two, calming our mind and spirit. Long time ago, there was a movie called Hook, and it was about Peter Pan, played by Robin Williams. And Robin Williams was all tied up in the world situation. He'd forgotten that he was Peter Pan. And he had trouble flying until Tinkerbell gave him the key. She said, "You know, you need to let go and think happy thoughts." I'm sure Tinkerbell meant to say think rich thoughts, but whatever. But the best way for us to be calm in this pressure-packed situation called the world and life is to think and speak happy, rich thoughts that come from the Word of God. Psalm 119:143.
This is a great scripture.
Psalm 119:143 in the New Living Translation says, "As pressure and stress bear down on me, I find joy in your commands." Sadly, there are so many believers and so many people who seek relief in the wrong places and in the wrong ways. The people of the world say, "Boy, I need a drink to calm my nerves. A glass of wine calms me down. Going shopping takes my mind off all the pressures of work." These are short-term and not very profitable fixes, you might say, to our human psyche, but they don't create a permanent solution for the pressures that we're experiencing. And if left unchecked, these temporary fixes can create addictions and dependencies, causing more serious and other problems in our lives. This is especially true when it comes to personal finances. We used to love this quote by Joe Louis, the former heavyweight boxing champion of the world, said one time, "It's not that I like money, it's just that it soothes my nerves." There you go. A temporary infusion of cash may temporarily relieve the financial pressure we might be facing, but it may not be the long-term solution we need. In Exodus 18:23 in the New Living Translation, it says, "If you follow this advice and if God commands you to do so, then you will be able to endure the pressures, and all these people will go home in peace." So let's see. Follow his advice, endure pressure, go home in peace. Sounds like a winning deal for me. Win-win deal to me. What about you, honey?
I think it is, too. Number three, cast your cares where they belong, on him, not them. 1 Peter 5:7. Classic Amplified Bible. Casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. The problem is that too many people, perhaps me sometimes included, lay their burdens down on Sunday, but pick them up again on Monday morning. The Living Bible translation of 1 Peter 5:7 says it this way. Let him have all your worries and cares, for he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. If you have difficulties casting your cares upon the Lord and leaving them there, we suggest you go to YouTube and listen to some of the songs that we do.
Oh, boy.
Psalms like, Oh, Happy Day.
I love that one. And This Joy That I Have.
Raise a Hallelujah.
I love that one. Days of Elijah.
And As Long As I Have Breath. These are saved on our electronic devices and are available at the touch of a button. The best way to deal with pressure is to cast your cares at and lay them at the feet of Jesus. God's desire is for us to be free of pressure and the worries of the world. Have you ever used or seen a pressure cooker in action? When the pressure builds up, you simply have to activate the pressure release valve and everything's okay. Your pressure release valve is the Word of God. When you press the Word, the pressures of life vaporize. Wow. Now, I want you to totally focus on the next thing we're going to say.
Sometimes God puts a Goliath in your life so you can find the David that's hidden inside of you.
Wow. Listen to that again.
Sometimes God puts a Goliath in your life for you to find the David within you.
See yourself the way God sees you. A champion over adversity. Hallelujah. I want to say that one again, honey. Sometimes God puts a Goliath in your life for you to find the David within you. Your ability to defeat dragons.
That's it.
Demons and adversity. And every other thing, the enemy.
A pressure release
That's
valve.
Right. And yeah. the word of God is that pressure release valve.
Yes.
Well, I think we're going to stop with that. There were a couple more thoughts, points I had, but I think I'm feeling the Lord just said that's it.
And time has run out.
That's it. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. You've been blessed by the teaching. Click the button that says sow a seed and ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.